Thank you for calling Custom Support. My name is Gabrielle. How can I help you?
Yes, I ordered a free sample a few months ago, and I just got some in the mail today again. I wasn't aware that it was recurring, so can I cancel it, please?
May I have your zip code?
33950.
One moment. What's your first and last name?
Debbie O'Neill.
D-E-B-B-I?
No, D-E-B-I.
Okay.
O-N-E-I-L.
One moment.
Thank you.
How much was the charge?
I just went on the bank and I didn't see it, so I don't know. I just received it.
Okay, can I have the last four digits of that card number that was charged to?
Of the card number, I don't remember.
Okay, because I'm not finding your name in our system under Debbie O'Neill.
O-N-E-I-L, no apostrophe.
That's correct.
Well, I just got a package from you, so can you go by address?
Okay, do you have an email that you set up for this product?
You know, I don't remember that either, but I can give you my email address. It's my name, Debbie O'Neill at AOL.
.com?
Yes, of course.
Okay, no, ma'am. I'm still not finding your name in our system. We only can look it up by zip code, phone number, first and last name, the last four digits of the card, and the first six digits of the card. But I'm not finding your name in our system. So you will have to contact your bank or credit card company.
Wait, what? You're going to have to contact my credit card company?
You're going to have to contact your credit card company or bank about this charge because I can't find your name in our system.
All right. Can you tell me how much this product is if I give you amounts?
I'm not sure what product are you referring to.
It's called Luminated Fresh Cream and Radiant Mystic Serum.
Okay, because we're a third-party call center, I would have to pull up your name to know what product you have. We just assist with the products.
Isn't that kind of strange you don't have my name in there, but you just sent me something?
Yes, ma'am. You would have to reach out to your credit card company or your bank.
Of course I will.